AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. How best to fight the Islamic State group? President Obama will take up that challenge today as he leads world leaders in a discussion on countering terrorism. Our Mark Smith is with the president at the UN summit in New York and joins us live now.
Rita, the president says there's no accommodating, only destroying an apocalyptic cult like Islamic State, which beheads and enslaves.
We do so with a determination to ensure that there will never be a safe haven for terrorists who carry out these crimes.
But before this terrorism summit, Obama's sitting down with Cuba's Raul Castro for the first time since the U.S. Embassy in Havana reopened. He may have more success there than in a lengthy 90-minute sit-down yesterday with Russia's Vladimir Putin, which both sides called businesslike, but which didn't resolve big differences over the fighting in Ukraine and how to end Syria's civil war. Rita?
An international group says this morning that 500,000 immigrants have crossed the Mediterranean this year on the way to Europe. Many of them are Syrians running from the civil war. It turns out the State Department didn't think some of the messages on then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's homebrew email server would later be so highly classified. Our Martin DeCaro's in Washington with this.
In a letter to Senate investigators, the State Department says it did not provide Clinton's lawyer with a secure enough method to read now highly classified material from her home email server because it didn't anticipate the messages would be deemed so secret. The letter underscores how even the nation's diplomatic apparatus did not expect Clinton, a Democratic presidential candidate, would have sent or received such highly sensitive information on her private email server while Secretary of State. Martin DeCaro, Washington.
The U.S. military's carried out an airstrike on a city in Afghanistan captured by the Taliban yesterday, the city of Kunduz. This is AP Radio News. We've been fact-checking Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's tax plan. He unveiled it yesterday. AP correspondent Sandy Kozel with the numbers.
For low earners, Trump would get rid of federal income taxes.
You'll not pay any income tax. Nothing.
But tax accounting professor Steve Gill says in the restructuring, Americans making more than $200,000 a year would pay up to $500 billion less in taxes annually under Trump's plan than under the current system. Trump says his plan reduces or eliminates most of the deductions and loopholes available to special interests and the very rich, but he doesn't outline them.
It will be simple, it will be easy, it will be fair.
Experts say that if Trump's tax plan winds up being revenue neutral, it wouldn't bring in enough money to balance the budget. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
Gas prices continue to fall. Gas is $2.89 a gallon this morning. That's down 80 cents in a month, according to the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.